Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The sermon proper today will be taken from Psalms 143, verse 8. Psalm 143, verse 8. I'll read verse 7 as well, but our sermon proper for this morning will be verse 8. Answer me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Cause me to hear your love kindness in the morning. The best time to hear God through his word is when there are minimal distractions. When we read our Bible just before going to bed, say our evening prayers, or even spend some time meditating and communicating with him, our Lord. Chances improve that we'll awaken with his hands, with his words on our lips and godly thoughts on our minds. When the busyness of the day is setting down, it's a great opportunity to pray. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. By the way, the scripture references are in the bulletin below the synopsis. Related scriptures, take them home, take a bulletin home with you and reminisce on today's sermon. You can read the scripture that pertains to the sermon and be edified once again. When you begin to lose trust in God, turn to the scriptures. Because of the awesome wrath of God's judgment, Joel exhorts Judah to repentance. Now you might be asking, what is he doing in the Old Testament book of Joel all of a sudden? Well, we can hear of God's multitudes of his loving kindness by reading the prophecies from the prophets of old. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. This is a divine call to the sinner to repent with his whole heart, a contrite and humble heart. The promise to the penitent is God's mercy and grace and God's loving compassion. In the Old Testament book of Isaiah 63:7, the prophet gives a thankful remembrance of God's loving kindness to his people. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. The author of the book of Lamentations, Jeremiah, bewails his own calamities, but recalls in his mind hope. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies are not consumed. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. In verse 7 of our sermon proper this morning, David is making an earnest appeal to God not to hide his face from him, because David knows that God's face is hidden because of sin. Remember, sin separates us from God. This is during a time possibly when David was being pursued by Absalom. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. In the epistle to the Romans, the Apostle Paul writes, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In God's eyes, the self-righteousness of sinners is as filthy rags. Self-righteousness will not do any good for the unsaved sinner. before God's throne of judgment. God hears the prayers of the righteous, but to the unrepentant sinner, his face is against those who do evil. For in you do I trust. Excuse me. For in you do I trust, the second part of our sermon. There are special promises to the believers who put their trust in the Lord. He is a shield to all who trust in him. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. In the book of Job, Job professes his confidence and trust in him. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Even all the things that Job was going through, he is still going to trust in the Lord. Because Job had confidence in his deliverance. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. Job was not afraid to face God and defend his ways. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite could not come before him. With all that Job was going through, he had confidence that he would be delivered. He continued to put his trust in the Lord. He didn't give up. Job knows that his confession was not hypocritical, that it was contrite and humble. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust him. A message to the wicked from Psalm 32:10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Job made a statement in chapter 13, verse 16. In this verse, he stated that a hypocrite could not come before him, before God, because God knows our hearts. A sinner that pretends to make a humble and contrite confession can't expect to get over on God Almighty. And if he does, he's a fool, because God knows our hearts. But that's where false pride takes everyone, down the road that he thinks he can fool God. He may fool man, but not the all-knowing God. God will reject these so-called false confessions of Christians at the judgment seat of God. It is always better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what day may bring forth. What a day may bring forth. I'm sure David had many uncertainties every day in his life, but he prayed with confidence and trust in our God. Our living God is all-knowing. So instead of asking several different people which way we should go with an important decision in our lives, we lift it up to God in prayer and with thanksgiving and faith. We place it in the loving and powerful hands of our Almighty and living God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's the direction and guidance that David was praying for. 8 years ago, I had to make an important decision in my life, a medical decision. I was full of worry and indecision. I asked several people what I should do, and all I got was several different opinions. What confused and worried me further. I was under great pressure. Then someone said to me, if you prayed about it and put your decision in God's hands and trusted him completely, knowing that he will come through for you, with it, whatever decision you make for or against the medical procedure will be the correct one. Amen to that. That was 8 years ago. There are lost souls in the world, spiritually lost, as you and I were before we trusted in our Savior, Jesus Christ. To save us from eternity in hell, until we heard the saving gospel, we, like them, were uncertain where we would spend eternity. Something we always worried about before we got saved. They are afraid of being rejected by their so-called friends. They reject the Lord so they won't be rejected and ridiculed by their so-called companions. If these friends leave you flat, excuse me again, because of your faith in the Lord, they are not worth keeping. These are friends that we do not need. Bad company corrupts good morals. Bottom line. As for me, I'd rather put all my trust in the Lord and spend eternity with Him and with my Christian brothers and sisters than spend eternity in hell with the Christ rejecters. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. David asked the Lord in which way we should walk as he lifts up his eyes and saw heavenward. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. David is looking toward heaven as he prays for the knowledge of God's will. Which way should I go? And seeking to do God's will, prayer life is as essential as studying God's word. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. When we seek to do God's will, we do it wholeheartedly. Not with eye service, as men pleases, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. When we submit to do the divine will of God, it moves us in the direction of spiritual knowledge. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak of my own authority. In the epistle of Paul to the Romans, he exhorts believers to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This morning we've learned how David sought out to seek God's guidance and support, and there are those listening via CD or Firm Foundation Christian Church website, people using whatever technology that suits them, that are in my hearing, that have no idea what I preached this morning, because they don't have the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit. They are spiritually discerned. By which have been given to us, born-again believers, exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Until a sinner becomes born again, they will stay enslaved with the change of sin. They cannot partake in the divine nature and exceedingly in great and precious promises of God, because to them it's foolishness. That is, the promise of answered prayer, freedom from enslavement of sin, deliverance from the eternal fires of hell, and God's promise of eternity with Him in heaven. And many, many more promises can be found in the Holy Scriptures. Jesus answered him, Nicodemus, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Sinner, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of your sorrowful life? Then repent this day of your sins and trust in the name of Jesus Christ and in his death, burial, and resurrection, and partake in the divine nature of the indwelling Holy Spirit. As David lifted up his soul to God so many times in his life, likewise, sinner, lift up your soul up to the one and only Savior, Jesus Christ. And with humility and a contrite heart, ask for his forgiveness and become an heir to the kingdom of God Almighty. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Because with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Heavenly Father, we pray and ask you this morning that whoever confessed the prayer of faith that came to you, Lord, with his broken or her broken toys, that you may repair them spiritually, Lord, and that they may share with us, your children, the kingdom of heaven. And Lord, know that they know that they do, that they are sinners, and that the only way to heaven is through you, Jesus, through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. And Father, protect these people that made that confession of faith this morning from our adversary, the devil, for he is waiting and lurking about to devour who he may. So protect your children, Lord, the children that are young in your faith, in the faith, in your word. Protect them and encourage them to continue on with boldness and fearlessly, Lord, because we can put our trust in you all our days and know that you will deliver us from harm. And then that day of judgment, Father, on that last day, the day of the Lord, we can know and be reassured that you will accept us in your kingdom, because it is a promise that you must keep, because you are a God that cannot lie, because you are all purity, all powerful, almighty. So Lord, go with them. Go with your flock this morning, and go with the newly ears. And may your mercy and grace be upon them throughout this day and the rest of the week until we meet again here next Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's offer each other a sign of peace.